go on. I really wanted to address this point as well. One of the biggest concerns right now is the social media, it's the internet, how it is being used. It's not terrorism or hate messages, it's not just based in one place anymore, one country, it's worldwide phenomena. And the problem is, one of our brothers just said of using religious leaders. The problem is, are we using religious leaders or the so-called popular religious leaders are taking over the space of the digital market or the internet? It's very important to work on the social media space, because what we have seen that we have challenged and fought against the radical people or the people who gives hate message in the root level in Bangladesh. But the problem we face is all the YouTube channels which are broadcasting very hardline messages either from anywhere from around the corner. So what do we do actually from a point of view where we could connect together and take the fight forward? Along with UNDP, we have a project, it's in the digital space, we are calling it Fostering Inclusive Tolerant Society in the Digital Space and the Role of Religious Leaders and Actors with the Office of United Nations, Office of Genocide and Prevention. So while we are working through it, we are also actually trying to actually how to integrate the whole international market together, because it's not possible just for a country or for a group to come up and fight this hate message or hate crime. So it's very important we all sit together, build up a content, which is the most important and which is missing, build up a content which we all could use together in fighting the hate message in the social media and in the internet space. Thank you.